The violence plaguing Iraq has increased pressure on the Bush administration. After the terrorist attacks of September 11th, Congress gave President Bush the authority to use force against those responsible. Later, Congress authorized a preemptive strike against Iraq as part of the larger war on terrorism. Some members of the House and Senate are now concerned that the president has too much power. Senator Chuck Hagel is a Nebraska Republican.
When America's security interests are threatened, the Congress, the people of the country, give the president great latitude. I think we've probably given this president more latitude, more flexibility than any president since Franklin Roosevelt.
Senator Chuck Hagel speaking on the WBUR program, The Connection. Presidential historian Robert Dalek agrees with Senator Hagel about the authority given to President Bush.
I think he's right. The Roosevelt crisis in 1941 forward was provoked by the Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor and American involvement in World War II. And we haven't had anything quite like that since. And now, of course, 9/11, which so frightened the country and left a sense of threat, of danger. And so as a consequence, the country always turns to the chief executive in those circumstances because he can mobilize and act quickly.
Is this different from patterns of presidential power in other wars?
Not really, in the sense that Woodrow Wilson understood in World War I that he was going to have an awful lot of power, and he was very worried. Roosevelt also, they were quite repressive. Of course, they incarcerated 110,000 Japanese Americans, 90% of whom were American citizens. So the impulse to repress and the tyranny of the majority, as the Tocqueville described it, is what comes into play in these times of crisis.
The Gulf of Tonkin resolution was seen as a sort of carte blanche given to President Johnson to go into the Vietnam War. Is that comparable to the congressional bill approving the war in Iraq?
To some degree, but nowhere near as much grant of power as President Bush has obtained. Johnson thought he had a kind of mandate. He used to joke that he loved the Gulf of Tonkin resolution. It was like grandma's nightshirt. It covered everything. But he found out to his chagrin that that was not true, because once we got into that war, Johnson found out that dissent was alive and well in this country and, of course, continued to mount right down through the Tet Offensive.
So are we seeing the congressional tide turning against the president?
Yeah, there's been a rising tide of skepticism. The public's uncomfortable with this, and the Congress is beginning to be more uncomfortable with this. And you see it in the kind of tension that's being generated between the Pentagon and Secretary Rumsfeld and leading Republicans in the United States Senate. So this is not something which is strictly partisan.
So you see Congress trying to reclaim power, even though the majorities are of the president's party.
Yeah, it's a kind of traditional institutional struggle between the executive and the legislative branch, and it goes in cycles. The legislature gives away more power than perhaps it should have, passes a resolution, which is tantamount to a declaration of war, and then it has second thoughts. It's jealous of its prerogatives, as well it should be.
Anything the president can do to preserve his power?
He can try and end American involvement in Iraq as quickly, as expeditiously as he can.
This tug of war between the president and Congress now, could that affect the presidential election?
Oh, without question. I think that this incumbent is vulnerable. If we, a year from now, continue to see American troops being killed on a daily or weekly basis in Iraq, if the prospect of international help remains very small, if the cost to fighting the war in Iraq or fighting terrorism there, whatever you want to call it, continues to be so substantial, I think it makes the... And then, of course, you combine that with a sluggish economy and loss of jobs, it would make him quite vulnerable to defeat in 2004.
Thank you.
My pleasure.
Presidential historian Robert Dalek is the author of An Unfinished Life, John F. Kennedy, 1917 to 1963.